afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hi everybody, this is Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm super happy Pat Francis.
Feel the heat. I can never just say my name. I always got to. That's my gimmick. That's not working. That's not working.
You were busting out Some Like It Hot.
Yeah, I was.
By the power station.
Because you know why? Because baby, it's hot outside. It's not cold at all. This is not beginning to feel a lot like Christmas.
No, it's not at all.
How goes your Christmas preparations? I'm Gary Lucy, by the way. Welcome to Rock Solid.
My Christmas preparations are, my kids have birthdays in October, so they got everything that they wanted
right then.
So it's been very hard to get out of them what they want. Although my oldest daughter said she would like a Kindle. So that's easy.
And you can pretend like you said, oh, a Ken doll. Can do.
Yes, and then Christmas will be ruined for her and for me.
It's an honest mistake. What?
She cries all day. No, she wants a Kindle, and my youngest wants Russian stacking dolls.
Really?
Yeah.
That's unusual.
Yeah. One of her friend had them, and she wants them. So It's easy. The little one's easy, though. We can get her a variation of stuff she already has, and she thinks it's great.
I wonder what those are called. There must be a Russian name for it, like...
They're nesting dolls.
Nesting dolls, but there must be like a name like Babushka or something like that. Matryoshka dolls.
Matryoshka is what the silent partner Matt Belknap said. Matryoshka dolls.
You say Matryoshka, I say Babushka.
Matt Belknap is wearing the fantastic, never not funny new baseball hat.
Smart.
Unbelievably nice hat.
Yeah, very nice. You have a good head for hats, man.
Oh, thank you.
And for hair.
That's true.
Yeah.
And for business.
And for business.
And for producing.
For figures.
Jeez, I'll tell you what, Matt, don't lose your head, because if you lose your head, we're in trouble.
Are you... What
about your Christmas preparations?
I'm just biding my time now. We have this big...
Do you and Jane, do you guys give gifts to each other?
We don't get, like all of December is devoted to this. We have this massive... Jane organized this massive party for a bunch of shelters and stuff, and it takes so much manpower and figuring out and stuff like that. That by the time it happened last weekend, so it was just like, so finally it's just like now it's all just gravy. Now we just backslide.
Now it's all about the Lucy family,
right? And
the
we
Wilsons.
Just we do nothing. So mostly this time between the holiday cheer party and the end of the year, mm-hmm. I just spend time tabulating my year end. Best of list.
So fantastic. Well, we'll have to do a best of 2011 show.
We definitely are. How's yours coming along? Are you you think it's going to be a
I have a couple things jump out at me that I thought were great, but I gotta dig a little deeper.
A few of the lists are starting to come out. Looks like Adele is doing very well for herself.
Adele is doing well. Yeah,
you think that might show up on your list?
On my list? I don't have that album, but I know she's great and I respect her.
I think she's faking this throat injury. Like
she,
I don't know.
Do you think she's like perfect to do like the next James Bond theme though, right?
Oh yeah,
wouldn't
she
be perfect?
Uh huh.
She has like that Lulu type of sound.
Do we know what that next one's going to be called?
Yeah, the movie's called Skyfall.
Look out! Here comes a cloud.
Skyfall, and then it'll be like a clap of thunder.
Because you always have to have that in there.
Yeah, they got a great cast for this for the movie too. I think Ray Fiennes is in it, or as I like to say, Ralph Fiennes is in it, and a couple other. I forget the other people, but it's looking to be a good one. Hopefully,
that's
a James Bond talk on Rock Solid.
My year-end lists are getting like all blown to shit because
when you say lists, are you doing TV, movies?
No, no. Well, just
bottled waters. What's your favorite bottled water?
Usually, I just go songs and everything or albums, but there's been like so many like late entries, like that damn Black Keys just blew the curve. That was by the way, since that went number one, me and the hipsters don't like it anymore. Black Keys.
Is that what's happening? Okay,
that's what's going on.
That's what happens. Okay, great.
We call it the Blacklash. That's going on right now. It's in full effect.
Is it good album?
It's a really good album.
Is it their best album?
It's a good album if you like that sort of thing, I guess. But
is it better than their last album?
Like
how can it not be?
I don't know. It's like one in 1A. But
did they change? Did they do anything different? Are they staying true to what they've done in the past? Or they
change
a little bit?
I'm mixing it up. It's good. It's worth a listen. El Camino. But there's this other song that. That's like been ruining things for me lately, and I thought I'd bring it in here and make it our new. Well, you know what it is.
What is it?
It's going to be the
Rock Solid Buzzcocks.
This is a song by the Wombats. And I should say, it's just one of those things where it's just like, it's making you listen. Like, you know those songs they make you listen to? I'm like, listen to this several times a day. And I'm like, yes, master. There's something classic and yet timeless about it and new but old. And it has like, and it also mentions one of my favorite things I'm really obsessed with. Did you ever see that Dateline NBC episode where they brought the black light into the motel room to show you how disgusting spreads? It kind of refers to that. So that's good. It's by the Wombats. Like I said, they're from Liverpool, which is a city without much of a
tradition. History.
So they're kind of in uncharted waters there. But the song is called Jump Into the Fog. Your rock solid buzz cut. Check it out.
Achievement it was to get a hotel room this late. I bet they charge by the hour here, the kind of place you should bring your own easy ray. It's not a big problem with me, love. You don't look too hygienic anyway. I'm only here because I want to twist the structure of my average day. Jumping to the fog, and though that we hit the ground upright, we feel like it's so jumping to the fog. I just hope it's your bones to show not mine. We feel like it's so.
So there you have it, Pat Francis. Jump into the fog by the Wombats. I think I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to go Justified. But what say you?
This album was released like. This album was released really early in the year. As I'm reading.
I'm just catching up now.
Yeah, it's released in April of 2011.
Oh man, what was I doing?
But this is the second single.
Oh man,
according to the. I like the song. Yeah, I liked it.
Well, when you go to a hotel, do you take the bedspread off the bed immediately?
I do.
All right. Well, I think, you know, so it, as a public service, they remind you to do that. So that's good.
And I burn it. I burn it out on the balcony.
Yeah, like a ceremony.
And
then
I throw a TV out the window because I rock. No, I like that. You know what I like about it? I like when British bands actually sing with an accent.
Yes.
I love that.
Thank you.
Like Ray Davies always does that.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. And I don't know if the keyboards were too much or just enough.
I don't know.
Jump into the fog. Wonder what I would go to iTunes and peruse some of the other songs. I'd like to give some of the other songs a listen.
Are you ready now to make a ruling?
Yes.
And it's going to be Justified or Unwarranted?
I'll say Justified.
Yes!
Justified.
One more quick bit of new business here before we get started into today's theme. A listener named Joel Roberts sent me something. He is a home musician, and I love obsessions. I love like people like who's that filmmaker with the Fitzcarraldo with the boat over the Werner Herzog?
Yes. Werner.
Yeah.
Werner Herzog.
Joel Roberts was on a Herzogian quest to like remake his own version of Pet Sounds. He loves the Beach Boys so much, and after 10 years, he finally got it together, and it's now available on iTunes. He records under the name GoLab. And it's called Pet Zounds with a Z. And Matt, don't tell us which is which, but play 30 seconds or so of each one. We have I brought in Caroline No, and you see if you could tell the difference between which is which. Don't guess till we hear them both.
Okay, now this could be the Beach Boys, or it could be this other dude.
Or it could be
Joel Roberts.
Where did your long hair go? Where is the girl I used to? How could you lose that happy glow? Oh, Carolina.
Okay, there we have Exhibit A.
Where did your long hair go? Where is
Okay. There we have it. That's, you know, I thought I was positive, and now I don't even know.
No, I got to tell you, when the first one came on, I'm like, oh, that's the Beach Boys. And then this one came on, I'm like, or is that the Beach Boys? So I don't even know. I'll say the second one is the Beach Boys.
I think the second one is GoLab.
Hmm. Matt, who wins? Is it the first one?
Just because it was a little bit faster, I think.
Okay.
What did you say?
I think the second one is GoLab.
And I think...
Oh, okay.
It is, okay. Well, you're a big Beach Boys fan.
Yeah, I'm a big...
So it's Fooled the Novice.
That's uncanny.
That's pretty cool.
Crazy. So that's...
But why does this project exist?
Because he's obsessed. He's like... It's like... Why do people do anything? You know, he had to do it. It's kind of like... I think like it might harken back to something inside a man that... Like even in caveman days where like a warrior would like kill an animal and put on his skin and maybe like absorb his spirit like
that. Yeah, I understand that.
Or like the guy in Silence of the Lambs would kill a woman and put on her skin.
Right.
Something crazy. Yeah, it could be something very crazy.
I'm down with that too. But this re-recording some Beach Boys I cannot tolerate.
But now, anyway, I think congratulations to set on a, put a massive task in front of you and complete it. That is to be commended.
What's he going
to
do next? Is he going to do a double fantasy?
I don't know.
But maybe just the Yoko Ono songs.
Maybe he'll
kiss,
go,
kiss, kiss, kiss me, love. Kiss, 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 kiss me, John.
Was that Yoko?
Yes, it's fucking terrible. We'll talk about that someday. How that album drives me crazy.
Yeah,
because only half of it is good.
Exactly.
It won album of the year. It's not. It's half album of the year.
Could have been Single Fantasy. Yeah. That concludes new business for me. Do you have any new business?
I have no new business.
All right, let's hit that medley. Let's hear. See if you could guess.
Oh, the cult.
You see a theme developing here?
This is your best medley yet.
Oh, thank you. Yes. That's right, Pat Francis.
Songs to have sex to.
Baby talk.
Oh.
Okay. Love that, Amy Grant.
It's baby talk. I'm glad none of these are made my list.
Oh, really? Oh, perfect. Yeah, that would
have
been.
What if they could have? They might have. Well, no, they couldn't have because
they have that baby in the title. Well,
that's
this
right.
Does.
That's what this twice. That's what it is today. It's baby talk. It's songs with the word baby in the title.
Baby is a popular rock and roll word. What are some other, like, Girl? We did Girl. But.
Now, which Led Zeppelin song was that?
That was Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You.
Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You. So not quite Baby.
Right, yeah.
And the only Led Zeppelin song I that has Baby in the title is Ozone Baby.
Right.
And they don't even say Ozone or Baby in any of the lyrics.
What the?
So that didn't make my, it was almost gonna make my list, and then I listened to it, and I'm like, oh, they're not even saying Ozone or Baby, even though the song rocks.
That's false baby advertising.
Oh, hey, baby.
So what did make your list?
You want me to go first?
If you would like, you know, or we can flip for it, or what do you think?
My first one, it's, as soon as you told me what you wanted to do for the topic, this is the first one that I didn't even have to look in iTunes. This one just popped in my head immediately. It's from 2001. Go ahead, Matt. Hey,
baby. Yeah, there you go.
No doubt. This song is 10 years old already.
Unbelievable.
They haven't released an album in 10 years.
This was their last album?
Yeah, Rock Steady.
Oh, wow.
And again, I think Matt and I both agree that this is their best album. I think it's the most listenable top to bottom.
Yeah, they were really got on a roll there, but...
Well, then she made two solo albums.
She made two solo
albums. So it's not like her voice has not been heard on radio. That's why you think, oh, it doesn't seem like it's been 10 years, because, you know, some of her songs... touch a little bit of the No Doubt vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But 10 years since No Doubt had a brand new album. I think they're still working on one, so maybe next year.
That's going to be huge.
Summer 2012. You think people are going to give it up again for No Doubt?
Oh, they're going to be so
years?
Ready. It's going to be huge, yeah.
I hope so.
Especially, yeah. And like, you know, I wish...
They're a summer band. Don't you agree that some bands...
Yes.
Like
it's all that bare midriffery.
Yeah, like to me, like, and this is a band not many people like, but Counting Crows to me is a fall or winter band.
Okay,
and to me,
well, they're all about August and everything after.
Well, yeah. Done. Shut it down. Podcast over. Forget it. A long December. Forget it. We're done.
We're done. This has been a long December.
But yeah, there's just some bands like when they release an album and if it doesn't come out at the right time, and to me, No Doubt, that's summer album. Do it.
All right. Well, let's hope it's this summer. My first baby pick. This is a band. Do you have? Do you ever use the what do you call it, the Soundhound or the Shazam to identify songs?
Oh yeah, I have used that.
It seems like 8 times out of 10, whenever I do that, it is this band. And go ahead and hit that pad. And I'm like, you know, I should probably get some songs by them. But it's a Canadian group called Metric, and this is called Combat Baby. Imagine that.
Used to leave the blue lights on, and there was a beat. Ever since you have been gone, it's all caffeine free and full pump fatigue. Said it all before. They try to kick at their feet, fall asleep, get no harm done. No, none of them want to fight me.
Wouldn't that be so cute if wars were fought by babies?
It would be. Just put babies in there. And how would they do it? Like, you'd throw a pacifier in the middle, and whoever could come out with it would win.
Man, why are we in charge of the world?
I know we're deep into the topic. I forgot there was a story I wanted to tell.
Oh, that's okay.
I went to see John Waite of solo career and Bad English and the mm-hmm. Babies. I went to see him at the Canyon Club Friday night, mm-hmm. and I found myself backstage.
Oh, did you now?
There was I saw this one guy that I know that he runs the independent label that John Waite's on right now, right. And he was talking all like 80s like label guys, like, yeah, I run the label that John's on, and hey, if you'd like to meet him. He's talking to this group of like 15 people, like men and women. He's like, you know, we could just go back there. And I'm listening to this, and I'm like, oh, if they go back, I'm falling right in with this group of people. And that's what I did. When he went back, and he said to security, I'm with the label, and I just walked right in with everybody else. Hello. And that was pretty cool. I got to meet John Waite again.
Security pretty tight, was it there at the John Waite?
It was pretty tight to keep out the the unsavory.
Is he in fine voice?
He's in great voice, and I looked up to see how old he was, because mm-hmm. he looks amazing. Mm-hmm. He's going to be 60 next year, and if that's what 60 can look like, phenomenal. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's thin, got full long hair, and just super nice.
I'm still got a grudge against him for Big League in the podcast-a-thon. So I'm glad you're a bigger man than me.
He's he said the phrase he said, God bless you, Pat. What he's told me.
Whoa!
Because I said there were two songs he played that night, and I'm like, I can't believe you played this and this. I love their songs. He's like, I love their songs too. God bless you, Pat.
Nice.
That's my John Waite story. Ended up backstage.
God bless you, Pat. That's great.
Backstage to service the band. Whoa! Wait a minute. This way. All right. This next song for me. Any chance I get to play my favorite band?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do it. This is from 1980, an album produced by George Martin.
Oh, wow.
And this is Cheap Trick, and this is a song called Baby Loves to Rock.
Yes.
More and more, I'm thinking about love. Love ain't all I'm thinking of. Some people do, and some people don't. Some people will, and say,
thinking about sex.
That kind of presaged She's Tight a little bit, huh?
Yeah, it did. That was 2 years before that.
Okay, so that, but yeah, maybe they're kind of like, hey, we should write another song.
Yeah,
like,
let's do a little bit of that stuff again.
Yeah, sounds good. Now, aren't there two Cheap Trick Baby songs? It seemed like I saw another one that looked like, maybe that was just like a B-side or something.
No,
like
there's
that.
There's a song called Baby No More.
Maybe that's what I was thinking.
And there's a, which was produced by Steve Albini, and then there's another song. Ah. But yeah, those are the ones that popped up. But I love Baby Loves to Rock. Talk about sex, man. My baby loves sex.
So you're speaking of that.
Yes, I'm here.
I have
Gary, I'm over here.
I have a song about sex. I don't, this, you're gonna think it's about that.
Okay.
But it is not about that at all. Matt, would you please give us this little story song by the Bangers?
The Bangles? Hey,
the Bangers.
Yeah, what'd you do last night?
I went to a party.
Tell me what happened, man.
I went to a party the other night. Party was getting dead. I saw a piano over the corner.
What'd you say, man? What'd you say?
This is what I saw. Baby, let me bang your box. Baby, let me bang your box. Oh, baby, let me bang your baby. Let me bang your baby. Let me bang your box. I got a little.
Now, the box in this case is a piano.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's just say. For the sake,
he's going to use all 10 fingers on that box.
<think so>? Well,
there are some really, really bad like slang names for women's private parts. Box.
I like
what the.
I like bearded clam. That's pretty good.
You like that one? Yeah. Is that how you get your lady in the bedroom at night? Hey, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to shuck the clam.
Shuck a clam. Like the fish wallet. Something like that.
These are all terrible. The silent partner audibly saying, terrible. What year is that song from?
Oh, 19, I think it's probably I think the early 50s probably. Or
okay.
Late 40s.
Okay.
But you know, back when that sort of thing.
I thought I was going to have the earliest baby song on the list, but no, I think you might have beat me. But we'll see what happens.
Ooh.
This next one is Sheryl Crow. This is one of my wife's favorite songs. It was down between this song and another song, and she's like, "Nah, you got to go with that song." And her reasoning convinced me to do it, but now I forget what her reasoning was. I think she said because the other song was Tracy Chapman's "Baby, Can I Hold You?"
Oh, I see.
And she said, "Baby" in this song is more part of the overall thing than it was in that.
Less incidental babies.
Yeah. She was actually had a high heel pump on my throat when she was convincing me. So
she makes a good argument.
Yeah, so I let her win. Okay, go ahead. This is from Matt made a clam joke. Tuesday Night Music Club at 1993. Run, Baby, Run.
That's, of course, from that German film Run, Baby, Run.
Right.
Filmed in real time.
It was. And that would be cool to remake that with a baby.
Yeah, that would be great.
It would be like John Hughes's Baby Today Out.
Yes.
With Run, Lola, Run. We put it all together. It's crazy.
Now, I can't believe I never heard Tuesday Night Music Club all the way front to back. You know,
it's a great CD.
There's like all kinds of singles on it, so you think you know it, but you don't even know.
So wasn't that a single? It might have been.
Oh, was it really?
It might have been. I don't know if it was, though. It might have been an FM hit. Yeah.
Nice. Sheryl Crow. Now, you know, I'm glad she shook that. Remember she was. She said those controversial things about toilet paper? I'm glad that's not what we think of when we think of Sheryl Crow. See,
I don't think I know what you're talking about.
You didn't remember that story?
No.
Well, I'm saying how I'm glad it disappeared, and here I am bringing it up.
Well, tell us more about it.
It was a couple years ago. She was really, like, involved in some... you know, some like environmental kookery. I love the environment. I live there. But, you know, she's just saying like everyone should just use one square of toilet paper per day or something like that.
Well, I wish that was possible.
I know, exactly.
I don't know how that could be possible. It doesn't sound like she might be too clean down around the box area.
Or.
That's what's happening.
Maybe she doesn't poop a lot.
Maybe that could be. She's very thin.
Or maybe like the crow itself. She just kind of. goes on car windshields. It keeps going. There's never no. You never know.
That's just crazy talk on her part. That's all I'm going to say.
But anyway, well, let's move on. Let's
yes, please.
Let's go back to let's go back to the '60s, man. And you know, we had all
what?
That hippie stuff going on here and everything. But back during the Summer of Love. But down in the Southern Hemisphere of Love, Matt, why don't you go ahead and hit that one? Next one on my thing. They had a whole different thing, the Tropicalia movement, which is like it's like psychedelic rock with just a dash of bossa nova. And this isn't what it sounded like, but it was, this is a group from that era.
I was going to say, how did this not catch on?
Called Os Mutantes. It just feels like a cool breeze coming in off Ipanema Bay.
This is one of those ones I have no idea where Gary found this.
You must take a look at the new land, the swimming pool. The teeth of your friend, the dirt in my hand, you know.
I'm in the back of a coffee
you
shop somewhere.
Take a look at me. Baby, baby, I know that's the way. Baby,
it's like giving your ears a massage. I just feel refreshed.
Where do you find a song like this? Where do you hear this?
This is the coolest group. They're called Os Mutantes, and it's like the gal kind of looks like Jenny Lewis, and she's with two guys who kind of look like Arch Barker. And,
okay.
And they're like wearing like groovy fur vest and stripy pants, and they have like most of their songs are totally like nah, 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 like really like fuzzed out, and they're just in fact one of them we used in a McDonald's commercial recently, but they're just kind of one of those hipster groups that like it's kind of one of those ones that,
and they're from the Bay Area.
They're from Brazil. And there was a cool compilation called Everything Is Possible from on David Byrne's label that they put out about, it's about 10 years old, but it's it's just fun.
So now this band.
Yeah.
Do you own their albums or do you just own some different songs?
I got that compilation that's kind of all you need. But then, I've been known to have, I think they only had about two or three albums. And they actually reunited recently at the Hollywood Bowl. Because they were huge.
Or were they doing Parking Cars?
No, they were huge. They were there, but
they were playing at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah, there's like
never heard of this band.
A whole big world out there, Pat.
Do you know them?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Well, I'm an idiot.
Open your eyes, Pat. Take a look at.
Were they with Tom Petty? I know he was there.
They were at the Grease sing along.
Right.
Well. Anyway, but that's so. Yeah, Os Mutantes. Check it out. You'll like it.
Os Mutantes.
The mutants in Portuguese.
I don't know how to say it or type it to look it up on iTunes.
All right. Well,
did I just say iTunes?
iTunes.
All right. Any chance I get?
Yes.
To play a person that Matt hates.
All right.
I will play it. Although, I think this is his most. This might be one of his top three most well-known songs. It's from the Fast Times at Ridgemont High soundtrack, which is a great soundtrack. Just play it. Just play it.
All right.
It's Southern California's own Jackson Brown.
She's got to be somebody's baby. She must be somebody's baby.
This is a happy song.
All the guys on the corner stand back and let her walk on by.
See these guys, they're on the corner and they're just saying, let her go. Let her go by.
She's taken.
That's right. She's somebody's baby. She's got to be. Mm. See, that's the problem. The girl is so hot that the guys just assume she's with someone, and so she probably never gets asked out.
She's probably somebody's only light, gonna shine tonight. Yeah, she's probably somebody's baby.
Yeah, man. I mean, Matt just threw up in his hand. That's Jackson Brown.
I am not mad at that song.
Do you like that? Do you like Jackson Brown?
I like that song. That's
all right,
great.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a kind of a good way to say it, I guess.
How about Damone with those cheap trick tickets? Couldn't get anybody to pay for
them. Couldn't get anyone to buy cheap trick tickets in '82.
Pat would have bought them.
They were already done. That's what you're saying. Their career's done already.
He's
Damone.
A bad salesman.
He is a bad salesman. And a bad lay.
Apparently.
Yeah.
But fertile.
Yeah, that's true.
Potent.
Damone.
It was a great movie. I was in high school when I saw that, and I guess I was a freshman. And but the sound went out at the drive-in, and
boo.
So you know, we were just like, you know, we were just having fun anyway. So we just like, so I never knew that movie had sound. So I wasn't familiar with the soundtrack.
Familiar. And now that was Amy Heckerling directed that, and Cameron Crowe wrote it.
Right.
And now Cameron Crowe has a movie coming out about a zoo.
About a zoo.
That couldn't look more. Unlike a Cameron, it looks like a Nancy Meyer movie.
And Damone tries to sell some My Chemical Romance tickets to a warthog. There's a little homage.
And he can't get rid of them.
Can't get rid of them. Oh, man.
Fast Times was based on an article.
Yeah, it was based on an article that he wrote, yeah.
For Rolling Stone or something?
Right. I think so, yeah. Based on this, Matt is saying all this. It's based on an article that he wrote for Rolling Stone. Probably when he was like 16.
Yeah, he went undercover. We should try that.
We should go undercover. Yeah. We're in an old age home. Where would I go undercover?
You talking about getting Jump Street back together?
Yeah. We jump. That's what Matt just said. We're getting Jump Street back together.
Exactly.
Wish that guy was on the mic sometimes.
I yelled it.
So okay. All right.
I predict that this is going to be the song that you like the best.
Okay.
And this is, so far, we've only been hearing about metaphorical babies.
Right.
But this is about an actual baby. And it's by a group called the Candy Butchers. And it's called... Let's Have a Baby.
All right.
And we're going to hear about a minute of this to get to the... Because Matt's baby gets name-checked in the middle.
Hey, come to daddy. You might think that we're not ready yet. You might think that we should get a pet. You might think, but don't think... Let's have a baby. I might think my hair's a little gray. I might think I'll be too old to play. Blue or pink, swim or sink. Let's have a baby.
I'm sorry, I thought he said Zoe, but he said Chloe. My bad.
Damn it.
Anyway, but that's, the Candy Butchers, it's basically this one guy, Mike Viola, and he has three great albums. This album also has an homage to Kiss Alive 2. And also, some of you might know about him, is that, you know, that thing you do, that movie soundtrack?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fountains of Wayne did the music, but he sang the songs on that. So.
Oh, cool.
So he's just one of those pop guys that's always turning up, the Candy Butchers.
And this album's called Hang On, Mike.
Hang On, Mike. Yeah, that's right.
Whoa, Hang On, Mike.
And that really captures what it's like the decision to have a baby, huh? Just like, we're not going to be ready. Just do it. You know?
Just whatever.
Let's not have like a warm-up pet or anything like that. Just have one, you know. I ain't getting any younger, so.
Matt, how are the boy names coming? Brandon?
Is that public?
Brendan?
That's not bad.
That's not bad. I thought that was the one I thought of that I thought to myself and go, that's not bad.
That's public knowledge now? Or did Pat let the cat out of the bag?
I let it out of the bag. I asked him if I could on the podcast-a-thon.
Pat and Matt are adopting together, yeah. Little boy.
And I told Matt that he could name the baby.
Jackson Brown.
Oh, that's really good.
I don't know if I like Jackson or not for a first name.
Zoe's best friend is Jackson.
Jackson? Is that a girl or a boy?
Jackson.
Boy?
Is that a girl or a boy?
I don't know. You don't know.
You never know. Yeah, that's the thing on these cross-gender names, huh?
I know.
This is Sid and Max. They're girls.
Sid. I just think of Sid the Sloth from the Ice Age movies.
That is the first thing that comes to mind. Oh, is that John Leguizamo?
Yeah, that's the only thing I like John Leguizamo in.
Yeah.
I do not like John Leguizamo. Try to get him on the podcast, though. Talk about Tejano music.
Yeah, I hate that the Ice Age movies are, because I love those prehistoric mammals that dire wolves and mammoths and stuff like that, and mastodons,
saber-toothed tigers,
yeah, or smilodons or those sloths. But I hate that that's the movie that, you know, they kind of own that now.
Yeah, they do.
jerks.
Yeah, and talks like Ray Romano. Hey, we gotta get going.
Do you guys ever go to the
terrible Ray Romano?
You guys ever go to the old La Brea Tar Pits?
Yeah, I was just there recently.
Fun times.
It is. Like, you just stand there behind the fence and look at it.
Yeah.
Bubbles up.
Smells like a roof.
Roof smell makes me almost gag too.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Why's that?
I don't know. TMI, huh?
Because that time you had shingles.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was it. Because that's what a roof.
Do you ever have shingles?
No, I heard it's painful.
I had them once. It wasn't painful.
You really?
Yeah.
Wish I had them again. Letterman's a pussy.
I guess sometimes it can be very painful, but my dose wasn't painful.
I did work as
a roofer. I had a dose of the shingles.
You had a dose of the shingles. I did work as a roofer. That was painful.
Is that true?
Yeah, and I was...
Gary's had lots of jobs.
We were doing some of those, Spanish style with the terracotta tiles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gorgeous.
I would... well, you had to, like, carry those up ladders, and I would pretend I was Fred Flintstone, and that was my lunch. That's how I got through it. It was because they were, like, banded together in a thing.
I bet that's heavy.
It's damn heavy.
Were you in the best shape of your life that summer?
Sadly, yes. But it wasn't much to write home about. Anyway, quit skirting the subject of what your next baby song is.
Okay, is it my turn?
Yes.
This is from 1956.
Oh, that's probably...
And this is... I'm sure it's on one of his albums, but I took it off the American Graffiti soundtrack, and it's Buddy Holly. Let's hear it.
Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me. It's funny, honey, you don't care. You never listen to
me. I love this kind of music.
Maybe, baby, you will love me someday. Well, you are the one that makes me glad.
I'll tell you who he beat out, because again, it was, make these lists and you get down to a couple.
Yeah.
He beat out, and it was close, he beat out Badfinger, Baby Blue.
Now, I know you're not, I know that didn't kill you. I know you don't love
it. Well, no, Baby Blue is one of the six Badfinger songs that doesn't suck.
Right. But boy, that Buddy Holly, man, that songcraft, like, it's so much harder to write one of those, like, concise little, like, stopwatches of a song like that than it is to write some sprawling Yes song or something like that. And he wrote like a good two dozen of them.
Are great.
How long was his career? Like 18 months or something?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, he was, what a loss.
Damn that air travel.
Yeah, and I bet, because, you know, he looked like a prototypical, like, nerd, but I bet he was, like, badass. I bet he liked to mix it up.
Yeah, you mean in bed?
Maybe. I don't know. and he would take that, make that hiccup sound.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Buddy. Now, Buddy's not a good name.
No.
I bet there's someone out there who's a big Buddy Holly fan. He's got two kids. One's named Buddy, and the girl's name's Holly.
Oh, that would be good.
I bet it, man.
But technically, she's named after the girl in Land of the Lost. But
Marshall, Will, and Holly.
But still.
And we'll save that for TV theme songs.
Here's one that's also about actual babies, and this is kind of the flip side of
sung by babies.
It's sung by babes. I wish. The singing babies. This is sung by Sleater-Kinney, and this is like urging, it's kind of like the downside, like girls never have babies, and it's called Little Babies. Because, you know.
I'm the water, I'm the dishes, I'm the sun.
And so that's the gal singing, Corinne Tucker there, is the only one who went on to have any babies. And then the other two are doing the Wild Flag project. And that's what happened there.
That's a good album.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's...
I mean, a good song.
That's good, yeah.
I don't know anything about the album, guys. I'm sorry I spoke too soon.
It's the Hot Rock.
I don't know if that's the only... I don't know if it's, you know... All killer and no filler, if it's the opposite. I don't know.
It's classic. It's a girl group, Riot Girl classic. Girl with six R's.
Riot Girl, yeah.
Yeah. Don't get tied down. Don't have babies that need your attention. Make some art.
Yeah, man.
Make
Joan
a scene.
Joan Jett didn't have no babies.
That's right. Well.
Right?
She's a lesbian.
Oh, she's a lesbian? That bitch could still have some babies.
But.
Matt's all offended.
Rock and roll is her baby.
Rock and roll is her baby. Did you see her on the David Letterman with the Foo Fighters?
No. What did
they
do?
They sang Bad Reputation.
What?
Yeah. It was crazy.
Amazing.
It's crazy. I love when the Letterman will come out and go, "Hey, look at you. Hey, how about that song? Look at those. Look at those pants. Hey, I mean, he's like an old. He's literally an old man now. Hey, I like your guitar. I got that one. I got one like that at home. Hey,
did she?
Sorry. Reminded me. There's a great site, and I'm going to have to think of the name, or just I'll put it on the Facebook page. There's someone started a blog that's just the end of every musical thing from Letterman, because he always says some random hilarious thing. Just like, there's the ladies. Actually, I was thinking about it because there was one with Slater Kinney, and he was like, good one, ladies, or some crazy shit. And like, this guy's just compiling them. It's awesome.
I think you could glean a lot from that, like about what he thinks of the group.
Right.
Like, you know, yeah. What, you know, because sometimes like, it really seems like he does like them. And sometimes it's just like, oh, that's our show. You know, like just trying to get it over with. But
I know what he does like. He likes the movie Jack and Jill.
Does he really?
He had Adam Sandler on, and he was going crazy about the movie.
Oh.
He loved it. He goes, I'm going to see it again this week. I'm like, he's fucking with Adam Sandler, right? I mean, even for an Adam Sandler movie, that movie didn't make any money. People don't want to even see that. And usually, he's critic-proof. His movies just make a bunch of money no matter what. But
Jane saw it. She took a group of kids there, from one of the sponsor families, and that's what they, you know, you think like they've suffered enough, but they wanted to see
right.
Jack and Jill. They loved it, and she said it was pretty good.
Well,
she said it wasn't too bad. So maybe,
all right. Well, and maybe Jane and David have something.
And here comes a name drop after this podcast. I'm gonna have a little. I gotta go meet up with Nick Swartzen. We got some.
You're gonna have a little tete-a-tete with Nick Swartzen.
No, I'm actually he's actually in the holiday spirit. He's. He bought some presents for some kids.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice. He's good. Yeah, he wouldn't want you to know that about him.
No, he wouldn't. He would want to keep his charity efforts a secret. But we're gonna
out him as a nice guy.
So do yourself a favor. Go to iTunes and buy a track off of Nick Swartzen's comedy CD.
Who
farted?
Seriously, who farted?
So buy that.
He's so funny. You got a baby for us over there?
I got a baby. This is actually a crybaby.
Oh.
And this is
Utopia?
This is Utopia.
Thank God. Thank God you picked it, because I was going to, and then I said,
1984's Oblivion. This is Todd Rundgren with his group Utopia.
Love it.
I love it too.
Love it.
Then towards the end, he goes crazy, doesn't he? He goes like, cry, baby. And then he smacks a baby.
Smacks a baby, goes bananas.
But man, I wish Utopia would get back together and do a little run of tour
dates. Wouldn't be surprised if they, maybe they'll open for No Doubt. But you never know.
That'd be fine.
I know how, like in the interest of time, you cut out that opening keyboard part, but I like
it. Yeah, I did. That's why, I took it right into some lyrics. But what was I going to say? I forgot what I was. I know what I was going to say. Yeah, when I was making this list, this one jumped right in my head, and boom, it was on the list. It was my apologies though to some to Eddie Money, Baby Hold On,
Baby Hold On,
Chicago, Baby What a Big Surprise.
Baby, these are what a big surprise.
All ones that didn't make the list. I got cut out.
Oh man,
do you have another one?
I have one more for my there was T-Rex.
Sure.
The great album, The Slider. Everybody needs The Slider. He's got two babies on there, and I couldn't decide. So,
did you mash him up?
Yeah, like Solomon, like King Solomon, I mashed him up in my wisdom. And then I cut him in half again, and I'm going to play the second one, and it's called Baby Strange. Rock solid. break it down just a little, Matt. Did you have any closing statements or any recommendations or any parting shots? Or
I will say, for classic rock fans, there's a lot of great box sets out there right now to buy. There's the
box,
the Beach Boys. There's the Who's Quadrophenia. There's a deluxe edition of the Rolling Stones Some Girls with a bonus disc of 12 songs that were recorded during the Some Girls period, which are excellent songs. So, yeah, a lot of good stocking stuffers out there.
Bearded Clams, they have a new box set out.
Here we go.
So anyway, folks, please write a review on iTunes if you like the show, or friend us on Facebook. And next week, extra special guest for our Christmas show. You're not going to believe it. And for the producer, Matt Belknap.
The silent partner.
The silent partner. For Pat Francis.
Hello.
And for my own damn self, Gary Lucy. This has been Rock Solid. Thank you. Good night. Mwah.
Did you kiss the fans?
Yeah. I want to call you. I want to call you.